League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Episode 300, and we are reaching the finishing line of this year of Daily Notes. Will it carry on next year? Everything is telling me no. Don't do it. You may not think it is, but it's a commitment every day. Whatever you do every day is a commitment. You have to make yourself food every day. Unless you're a kid or you live in America. That's what they don't tell you when you have kids. Your life becomes, what's for tea? What's for tea? I don't fucking know what's for tea. You're like 10 and 13. I've had to cook like 10 years of meals at least. You know, that's 3,650 meals. I'm out. I'm out of ideas here. But whoa, not out of ideas for this podcast. Just like Elton John isn't out of ideas with his latest album. Maybe I should collab on these podcasts next year like Elton. No, I don't want to do that. That's the beauty of my job, stand-up comedy, and this podcast. I don't have to collaborate with anyone. It's awful. Oh, can't tell you how happy it makes me feel not collaborating with anyone. I've never met anyone, you see, that is reliable. I know I can rely on me. Everyone else is like, oh, can we do it the next day? Can we do it the next month, the next year? Can we do it in 45 years' time? No, we can't! I've got friends that are so unreliable that whenever I've got something in the diary with them, I'll put something else in there too. They don't know this, but I always put something else in. And I've never, ever had to change my clashing plan. I know the first plan will cancel or they'll delay. How do people live like this? How do they get anything done? Well, of course, the answer to that is they don't get anything done. What's the point? If you put things off, if you delay stuff enough, then you don't have to finish anything. Everything can just be bubbling along. In development, proof of concept, fingers in pies. And these people are often judged as more exciting than the people who have done stuff. Because the problem with doing stuff, completing stuff, you know, the likelihood is it's going to be shit. It'll probably be shit. Chances are it'll be a little bit shit. I know a guy that genuinely has been working on a film for 4 years about someone that fucks plants. Fucks plants, plants, plants. Seriously, 4 years. I know, right? Sounds incredible, doesn't it? Sounds incredible. You want to see this film about a man that's fucking plants. In reality, though, Even the film 4 Years in the Making, about a man that's fucking plants, will probably be shite. That's the thing. Never reach the finish line and you can never be judged. So maybe this podcast has to carry on. Maybe it should never end. So it can never be judged as a finished entity. Yeah, maybe I'll do it for the next 60 years until I'm dead. But now I'll record like, 5 episodes a day. That's possible. Now they're only 5 minutes long. If I record 5 a day for the next 60 years, then this podcast won't finish for 300 years. That is a finishing line beyond your children and your children's children's lives. How awesome would that be? Oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't like your podcast, Nathan. Yeah, I think it's shite. Well, how can you say that? Because it isn't finished yet, is it? How can you can only judge something when it's finished. When will it be finished? In 300 years' time. Oh, fuck. Well, all I can do then is I'll ask in my will, I'll ask my grandchildren to leave a shitty comment. Why would you do that? I don't know, it would just make me feel better as I die. Maybe you won't die, though. Maybe you won't die. How do you mean? How do I mean? Because on episode 300, I've got a very special treat for you. Carry on listening to this podcast, and you'll find out what I mean. You'll find out. Oh, Nathan, that sounds intriguing. Great. It is great, isn't it? Things seem so much better, don't they? When you lie to yourself and convince yourself that there is no finishing line.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.